Okay, it's time to get back to business here. Hour number three on this Monday night for you. You know what that means. We're going to talk about many things, certainly environmental, and Fukushima will be on the table as well, as we talk to Dana Durnford and Yoichi Shimatsu. Yoichi, where are you? Do we know? I mean,
well,
I don't know.
I'm still hanging out in Thailand, trying to chill out, get my health back. You know, a lot of people I know are feeling not so good, tired, chronic fatigue. That's really one of the first signs of the onset of.
When you were in the States, you were getting that, or are you hearing that in Thailand?
People in California, people down by Brisbane, people all over, again, Pacific Basin, It's Fukushima's effects, despite the denials from the various paid-off groups, I mean, one of the conclusions I'm coming to, this whole cover-up is, there's been nearly a seamless cover-up of everything, And then now, during this Trump election, we're starting to see this whole deep state, this hidden government within a government, this global government within
absolutely.
The
it's never been more visible. You're right.
They're showing their hand. The slips are showing, basically. But, it's very curious. The last place that they're going to show anything is in the nuclear industry. Isn't that amazing? That's sort of like one of their core. It's like the vault, okay? It's like the vault in the bank. It's the last thing you're going to see.
That's called a sacred cow.
Exactly. I think the Turkey event, the failed coup, sort of began this knockdown of the dominoes now. The House of Cards is starting to fall now that the Turkish government has exposed this, the whole thing, as Operation Gladio, NATO, U.S. intelligence, U.S. Air Force. I mean, this whole process has begun.
Right,
and now we got this mini me, Dr. Evil's mini me coming out to challenge Trump. Guy works for clandestine operations for 10 years, Africa, Middle East, and Asia. Then he goes to work for Goldman Sachs. I mean, come on, what is Goldman Sachs, right? What is another one of those vaults of the deep state? And then he goes works for the UN Refugee Agency, and this just absolutely proves that the European refugee crisis was created, conceived right from the start by the, U.S. intelligence, British intelligence, Goldman Sachs, Clinton Foundation, and George Soros. What proof do we need? We have Dr. Evil's mini-me, Evan McMullen, running for president against Donald Trump, so supported by the Mormons, by obviously Goldman and company, UN and so on. What we're up against in Fukushima. This is the point we've been trying to say. This is the core. Yeah. Nuclear is a core asset of the deep state, or you want to call it the intelligence state, the strategic global government that's trying to control and manipulate everything and everyone and control information. And I do recommend, yesterday I saw the new Jason Bourne movie, talks about agents disappearing. Dead agents are everywhere, still alive, killing people. Everyone should go see that film to understand how the deep
dead state agents works. Are still alive, killing people. It sounds a little familiar, doesn't it?
Doesn't it sound like New York? We're not talking about Henry Shark, but this guy, Barry Lee Bush. That story has been sort of blurred out of the press, right?
Yoshi, hold on one second. Dana, I want to make sure you're there and welcome you, back. How are you doing?
Good. Listen to you guys right now.
Good. I want to do a little bit with Yoshi on this Barry Lee Bush thing. Did you see that story, by the way, the attempted assassination on Trump a week ago tomorrow?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, listen, because this is a big deal. And we are going to hopefully blow this thing wide open. We'll see. Anyway, Yoshi, tell us a little bit more about this. A lot of people don't know. It was clearly sophisticated operation.
I don't want people to see we're talking about issues other than nuclear. That this very much has to do this deep state. In Nina's case, it was a near assassination, but it was a character assassination that's being mounted by these very same, intelligence community that is trying to take total control of the world up there in Canada, Vancouver area, very important for uranium sales, for their whole project to put nuclear in strategic countries, bring them into this global alliance under the global government.
Right.
So yeah, it's very important. We understand that these are arms of the same octopus, and this octopus just tried to kill Donald Trump by infiltrating an FBI agent who's been dead for 9 years. The head of the FBI read his eulogy. So this was approved at the highest level, okay, of the FBI.
And then, let me say one thing. James Comey is well aware of everything Yoshi is saying. He knows how many agents have been sheep-dipped and no longer exist, who are available for wet ops, assassinations. And apparently this Barry Lee Bush, only through the grace of the Almighty, was he caught by one observant, apparently, Secret Service agent, and stopped. Go ahead.
Yeah, one Secret agent who wasn't in the know and caught this guy trying to sneak past the security cord, and he was inside the security area, which takes a bit of skill, right? You got to have some clandestine.
He knew what he was doing.
Skill to pass, sir, and he's trying to go up the service elevator to get up to the Trump election campaign headquarters where he would head out. And he was armed with a Glock. This is a plastic gun, a gun that can get through security. Okay, it's made out of polymers. The casing is made out of polymers. With the silencer, it's totally illegal. It's hard to buy them, actually. And was going to take out Trump. And then that same night, a former New York police officer, a black guy named Anthony Sharp, supposedly comes out of his job at Henry Winston Diamond, which is exactly across the street. You can't jaywalk across Fifth Avenue, folks. You know, not with the Secret Service out there in front of Trump building. He went out there at 10 at night. The sidewalk was blocked by the Secret Service. You know, they have their tape up and their little barricades up. He supposedly drunk 10 at night, walks on the Trump side. Okay, this is on the east side of Fifth Avenue. Walks up there, starts bumping into the Secret Service guys and trying to push through into Trump Tower. Obviously, this was a staged event, okay? And the key word here, former New York police officer, at a time when the entire police department of New York City, especially Manhattan and Queens area, and Bedford-Stuyvesant in that area, is under investigation, okay, for... basically, they closed the Holland Tunnel for a Russian diamond dealer. This guy's from Uzbekistan, okay, Jewish guy. They closed.
Too much.
Okay, to let this guy, okay, yeah. And the sponsors of this thing are all Lubavitcher Jews in the diamond industry, okay? The Lubavitcher Jews, they're the big ones behind the Netanyahu government. They hold a big fundraiser for de Blasio. You know, the mayor of New York, the Democratic mayor of New York, they're giving him untold bags full of money, all right? And they were caught. And their way out of getting the police chief and the assistant police, high-level police officers out, they did not want them to testify to either grand jury or, you know, to the district attorney. So they flew up to Vegas in a private jet with none other than that notorious celebrity Gabby Gecko, Greco, dressed in a stewardess uniform, which gave all the police officers oral sex during the flight, you know, the high flyer thing, yeah? Okay?
Oh, man.
I mean, this all paid for by the Jewish diamond mafia, the Lubavitcher Jews, connected to Antwerp, okay, to the Antwerp diamond trade, okay? So no wonder these guys, like, what does Harry Winston sell? Diamonds, right? Now, it's no longer owned by a Jewish guy, okay? It's owned... Winston long ago, by the owner of Swatch, he's a Lebanese guy, but the guards haven't changed. They hire their own guards. They don't hire out. What's wrong with this story? From my understanding, having worked in New York, you know, in the early 80s, very late 70s, after I left the steel mill, I went to New York to work, and, you know, and I had to do some work, you know, let's say, pounds crawling with mafia, you know, all these parks trying to steal whatever they can, you know, garments, whatever. Now they'll swipe anything. So you got guards everywhere. Now, Truly, guys, don't change shifts at 12. Otherwise, every burglar in town would be Henry Winston, all right? Smash and grab, right? At 12 when the guards
sure.
are there. No, they work before opening to lift up the, you know, to, while the vaults are being opened and the goods are being put out. Everything out there at night is fake, right? So
yeah.
while the goods are being put out.
Uh-huh.
And then work all day. They get off. Latest they'll go home is maybe 6:30. Let's say 7. Harry Winston closes at 6 p.m., okay? So the daytime guards are all out of there by 6:37, and the new shift comes in, the night shift comes in. What's this guy doing supposedly leaving Harry Winston's at 10 at night? Come on, drunk. The other thing there, again, you know, I rarely visit New York. It's so darn expensive, but there are no drinking establishments around there in Fifth Avenue that aren't astronomical. That's a really nice place to get a $25-$30 martini, right?
Ah, so this black ex-cop is not about to be out drinking it up by himself and then it drunkenly trying to stumble into the security area in front of Trump Tower. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you got this is between Rockefeller Center and Central Park. Posh as it gets anywhere in the world, most expensive real estate on the planet. Okay, you know, guards, you can't drink a can of beer out of a paper bag there. And what would he be doing for the 3 hours between 7 and 10? Okay,
yeah.
So obviously he was dropped off. He was dropped off. I would bet the house on it. I don't have a house anymore. It's totally radio. I'll bet my radioactive house in Japan on that a Jewish guy, you know. Lipovich or Jew dropped him off somewhere down the street.
Yeah,
and walked up the
sure.
street to cause this commotion as a diversion, okay? And this was a story that Snopes.com, that urban folklore debunking site, that, oh, this buried guy was never there inside. It was actually this guy Shark, Tony Shark. Well, the problem is Tony Shark never got in the building. He was on the sidewalk. Yeah,
they couldn't get their story right. The other, the other thing about Snopes is that they tried to lay this off and forget about Barry Lee Bush, the dead FBI agent with the Glock and the silencer, who was in the building and apprehended there.
Yeah,
this guy Tony Shark.
Yeah.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
Snopes had a denial and a debunk online so fast. It was too fast.
Yeah. Too fast. And they're in, I mean, come on. They're in the L.A. area, right? And this thing is happening in downtown New York. How do you get the information that fast?
That's right. That's right.
Come on. Give me a break. You know, that I hadn't heard that expression for a while. But back in the 80s, we'd say, give me a break. Yeah. What do you know about the Big Apple, right? So anyway. This is like a massive cover-up. Deep state out in force. Now that you got this clandestine ops guy, you know, one of the when you look at that's why people really have to see this film, this Matt Dillon film. Okay, that if you look at that film, you see exactly what kind of work this guy was. You know how they use all kinds of tracking devices to go out and assassinate people.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
It's a great film. I think it's. You know, it's gotten bad reviews, obviously, because the government doesn't want you to see this stuff. Yeah, you know? But I think
that's exactly now that you just said something really important. That when they ding a movie, there's something in it, especially a political thriller like that, that they don't want the people to be exposed to. They don't want them to see. And you're right; that's a very important point.
Jason Bourne brings that up to now, the recent events to. What things that happened in Athens, you know, the Syrian crisis and all that.
Got it.
It brings it right up to today. And that exactly when that film comes out, this guy pops out of the woodwork. This guy, McMullen, Borman, one of Mitt Romney's people,
uh-huh.
and Paul Ryan, this whole thing. The Republican establishment, which we're finding out is Jewish, Arab, and Mormon, okay? I call them the foreign element. You know, they don't think like other Americans. Other Americans believe in hospitality. You know, the charity wagon comes out when a newcomer comes. You know, you go to basketball games. You do all the things, you know, bake sales for the Girl Scouts, whatever the heck. You know, America, right? Regardless of where you're from, that's part of that culture you're supposed to be part
of. That's right.
These are the people who don't are not part of that culture. You know, they remain foreigners in their gated enclaves, right, with their security guards, their private schools, their synagogues, their temples, okay? Yeah, these people who are decidedly un-American are doing this, okay?
And I ask all of you to go back, if you were around then, Howard Hughes. Remember Howard Hughes, a brilliant aeronautical designer, daredevil, motion picture studio. All right, who took over Howard Hughes and the Howard Hughes Medical Foundation? The Mormons, the Mormon Mafia. Howard invited them in because he said they were trustworthy. Well, what happened is they drugged him up and kept him basically a house prisoner and took over his whole enterprise.
Absolutely.
So that's when I knew the Mormons were involved with this.
Yeah, they kept him naked. They kept him naked so he couldn't walk outside his room. I mean, this is amazing, these guys, yeah? And his mistake is he confused the vigilance with trustworthiness. You know, the Mormons go back to that secret society. Sherlock Holmes, you got to read Sherlock Holmes about that secret society that used to go out and kill American settlers to take the women and children.
Horrible butchery.
Yeah, they're believed.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They you know, it was a personal circle that guy in Salt Lake, the founder, there was a secret group of terrorists who went out, and they would blame Indians. They would plant arrows. I hope Native Americans are listening to this. They would plant, you know, arrows and spears there. They'd kill Indians, take their weapons, and they would go out and kill white settlers and take the women and children. That is the foundation of the polygamous Mormon church, which tried to build an empire called Deseret. And the federal government, federal union general, had to go out there and stop them, you know, because they were threatening a lot of violence, the whole rebellion, against the United States of America. So this is the ilk, you know. They basically consider themselves the lost tribe of Israel, and that's why they're so tight with the Israelis. And how the Arabs join into this, we don't know, unless, you know, some of the Arabs are actually, you know, got some ancestry with the tribe.
Keep in mind also what Yoshi mentioned about Snopes. Now, Dana, you know about Snopes, and everybody listening probably has used Snopes. Unfortunately, the reflex is when someone's confronted with something that confuses them, or they don't see it jibing with something else, what do, Dana?
They switch off.
Yeah, they switch off, but first they go to Snopes. Let's find out. Let's see. Snopes will tell us. Snopes will tell us the truth. We can go
or
to them.
Or Huffington Post.
The HuffPo. Yeah, but Snopes in particular is the be-all and end-all for a lot of people. This is a great tragedy. This is a great tragedy because you got an operation here that quite clearly is Intel created and operated. It has an agenda, and it can debunk anything at any time. It's another smart tool. Nothing is left to chance on the internet. You got to remember that. Nothing. This is a big deal, Snopes, and I would urge all of you not to go to Snopes to check anything out. Do your own research. Forget that. It's a mind control propaganda mill, and that's what they do. They put the story debunking the assassination attempt on Trump out too soon. It was up right away, and that told you, if you're smart, a lot. Immediately. It just
how interesting, though, that the FBI agent Bush has been dead for 10 years.
Yeah.
And you remember the last attempt from a British kid? July.
Yes, 19-year-old British kid tried to grab a cop's gun, said, I'm going to kill Trump. That's mind control right there.
Did you see the videos of Hillary freaking her whole body out of control?
Yeah, I've got all that.
Looked like a robot, eh?
Yeah, we've been
like
talking
a humanoid
about
robot.
She's on big-time medications. She's got Parkinson's and maybe other bad, very bad issues. She's prone.
If you go look at the humanoid robots, like the human skin and faces and everything, and you look at her, you can't tell the difference. She's doing you can't, right? It's just the weirdest thing on that. I'm not trying to start a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, be careful of Snopes, and I've known about this for years. It's very well protected, and they're very clever. And
I'll go look at their Fukushima and Sherman Park.
Well, there you probably
they'll
will find
themselves wide open. So.
Oh, absolutely! That's an interesting thing. I haven't done that.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah, Yoshi, what about Snopes in terms of people outside the U.S.? Do they all look for Snopes guidance?
I'm looking into Snopes. They're mainly U.S. focused. They're targeted. They're linked to the Israelis. I'll get into that later on. Now, I mean, you know, they're not going to get away with their stuff. They've gotten away with it for a while, but the cracks are showing, and we'll be coming after them. Look for an article down the road, folks. But what I do want to say, the debunking has been a major intelligence tactic since, you know, the first days of the Internet. This is when Snopes was coming out. And then you remember there was a lot of UFOlogists. Remember those, the UFO stories in the early days of the Internet?
Sure,
alien
sure.
And all that. But also, there were some serious guys out there who were taking Jeeps out to Area 51, right? And getting stopped
absolutely.
Taking photos and taking clock. Remember? And
sure.
The debunking was to say, oh, if you believe in UFOs, you've been abducted and put in spaceships and saw blue men and all this stuff. And they would sort of, scuttlebutt all these really serious researchers on the ground at Area 51 who did spot the outlines of various really weird aircraft that weren't exactly jet engine fires out there. So this debunking was done by the U.S. Air Force, by NASA, right, the NSA. And then they finally figured out the startup groups like Snopes on the Internet. They had to fight a cyber warfare, cybersecurity. And that's what Snopes is. And we'll get into that a lot more later. But the whole point of debunking, this is exactly debunking the truth. You know, we're not talking about bunk, okay? We're talking about the truth. Okay, debunking the truth. This is exactly the campaign against Dana. Why they won't take him to court. They just want to say, oh, you know, he's a suspect in court. Oh, he's a felon. He's a bad guy. He's a fibber. He's a fabricator and all that. And they get all their little agents out there, you know, former guys with a Royal Canadian Mounted Police spy service. They get these guys, these veterans out there to bump into Dana, to challenge him. Oh, Dana threatened me and things like that, right? This is how it's done.
Sure.
These are organized campaigns.
Sure. Well,
the frame-up.
The idea of a frame-up is such an all-encompassing concept. When you see an attack on somebody like that which was made against yours truly for a couple of years, lies, deceit, lies of omission, all out bald-faced fabricated crap that's put all over the internet on discussion boards, forums, and all that under alias names, and I went through the whole thing. They are online, as Yoshi just said, to debunk and to defame and to otherwise damage people's reputations and somehow disqualify them in the minds of people who can't do the research or don't understand how the game is played, which is a lot of folks, unfortunately. But the game is dirty, it's deadly, and it's real. And debunking and defaming and otherwise smearing people is one of the most prominent tickets of the NSA, CIA, any other agency involved working the Internet to discredit people and debunk various operations, like the Barry Lee Bush operation. That, to me, was clearly planned, very carefully scripted, and went awry at the last moment when they got that Barry Lee Bush trying to go up a service elevator. Very lucky. And that's not the only plan, believe me, that's being worked on. Trump is not out of danger. He didn't want to talk about that one. And the reason I know that that was a real one in terms of how the Trump camp looks at it is that there were several emails put up about that, Yoshi, on the official Trump email website forum. And usually the moderators will take something down immediately if it's without foundation.
Yeah.
Those emails that I had one of them put up there, they're still up there. So there you go. Trump knows.
He has to be very, very careful. Yeah, he has to be very careful, on his guard, bolster his security. Unfortunately, I think he's a little bit weak on going after these guys and exposing them. As journalists, we try to do this because, you know, we're from the, basically, I was a kid when Kennedy was killed, all right? I remember the morning. I was in Japan. My mother, knocks on my door. I'm sleeping and says, the president has just been assassinated. And I would, you know, what, right? This is so deeply impressed in our minds, the assassination of Kennedy, all the exposés of what happened, the Jack Ruby Rubenstein character, all of this stuff, the Tyson Meyer Lansky. And here we are again. Here we are again.
I mean, we went through, as you say, we went through John. We went through John Kennedy, yeah. Bobby Kennedy, yeah. Martin Luther King. Yeah. John Kennedy Jr. Yeah. was also murdered. How, my God.
Oh,
how?
Yeah. My gosh. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, what they got against Kennedy. And they're building up this grudge match with Trump. They're working themselves in where they don't let the slip show. They don't care if their Glocks are falling out of their back, you know, their back holsters or something. They're so intent. These people are just insanely, they're insane murderers, you know, and we got to understand. And their candidate is Hillary Clinton. Okay,
yeah,
who
yeah.
led the Arab Spring and then handed over Syria, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia to the jihadists. I mean, and then they're making excuses for this Pakistani guy, and thanks to Wayne Madsen, he just exposed the Pakistani guy who was just talking, you know, Khizr Khan on a TV station that's run by Jamaat Islami. This is the granddaddy of the brotherhood.
Yeah.
The granddaddy.
He went on Pakistan TV and put down Trump, yeah. and the TV station is called Dunya TV. It's owned by jihadists. It's a jihadist TV station. Come on, the guy is anything but what he wanted us to think, and I think a lot of you have figured that out. Madsen's story was excellent.
These are the sort of guys that McMillan was, this candidate out of Utah. They cooperate with these sort of guys to set up assassinations, okay? I mean, they need to work on all sides, right? Kill the other side. Keep up the chaos. Keep up the wars. Keep up the iron sale.
That's
so
it.
This is a situation we've been up against. And we're, you know, unfortunately, you and I and Dana have been hitting the very hardest core, you know, the source of depleted uranium, right? The what's inside aircraft carriers and submarines with the missiles, okay? That are fired at Baghdad and places, okay? Fired at Afghanistan. We're up against the nuclear core. That's why, you know, we just sort of bounce off. You know, this is the, you know, they don't let anything through there. That's the hardest. You know, that is the sort of inner circle, the sanctum of these people.
Yeah, all right, very good.
Which is University of Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of it there.
That's the basis of nuclear, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it
the same
came
with
out of yeah.
Hiroshima bomb. Go ahead, Jeff.
That's where it came out of, yeah. You're right. Let me point out one thing here.
That's where you'll find
the law school, University of Chicago.
Say again?
There you go, Dan. You nailed it. Who went to law school at Chicago?
Oh, yes,
yeah?
oh, yes.
Barack.
Yeah, that's. He was fast-tracked, put right through. He probably never went to class a day in his life and didn't he work.
They drill them. Don't touch the nuclear industry. Don't touch.
Oh,
the
they never.
The
they never do.
You know,
never talk paper. About it. Never.
Yeah.
Not a word. Never once have you heard anything substantial from this government about Fukushima, about the extinction event that is now clearly unfolding. Go to the top of the Fukushima nuclear catastrophe featured story box on the right hand side, where you can find all these programs. They're updated routinely every Monday. And look at the first story. I want to thank all of you who have participated in this, and I invite all of you to look at the first story in the Fukushima box. Dana was the one who broke this issue, and the story is entitled No Bugs, No Birds. As we've warned, extinction is here. Please contribute observations. And you can click on that and see the emails that folks have sent in. Good people who have noticed and taken note of the fact that there are very few birds and virtually no insects left in their areas where they're commonly or loaded with them. Yeah, have you seen that link, Dana?
I have so. Yes, Jeff, thank you.
Yeah, I've sent you a few of the emails, forwarded them to you. It's exactly as you said, exactly as you predicted and forecast, and it is a catastrophe.
Yeah, and it's only because we've done the whole coast, so we know. Hey, I went over to Snopes and looked up Fukushima, and the first one they showed us was the tsunami map, and he debunked that as a radiation map, and then they left it at that. They never bothered saying, wait a second, France modeled the ocean, NOAA modeled the ocean, the Norwegian Institute for Air Research modeled the ocean, Austria, all these different institutions modeled the ocean and modeled the atmosphere. Uh-huh. They didn't bother, so I, and they only got 5 articles there, but I mean, they got here they are with a map of the tsunami and you debunked that. So, yeah, Snopes is as dirty as they get. There's beyond any shadow of a doubt. I'm going to drop them on their head a few times for that one.
Yeah, well, we're there'll be more coming.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's run.
Yeah,
it's,
no, that's why you looked at that, Dana, because I haven't really looked at their Fukushima. You know, I mean, the debunkers attack it from different ways. So I'll say it was a nuclear attack. It was a HAARP attack. I mean, they come up with all kinds of outrageous things, right, in the name of
yes.
truth.
Oh, it
to
is.
Attack, a scientific approach that we've been trying to take as best we can, citizen science, yes. But we do try to, do our best to be very moderate about our findings for the past 5 years, as you have. You haven't, you name exactly that how many species are left, how many are gone. Yeah, you're not saying everything is dead, so.
That's right.
But their approach is either catastrophic or nothing has happened. Or,
right.
And they'll switch sides, too. I'm really glad you looked at Snopes. That's something you need to look at, these debunker sites. We've been trying to collect
stories.
The names of all these. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's why they dropped it. They're told to drop it. Yeah, don't bring attention to it.
Yeah, I'll just rip them up anyway for something to do, like you say. But they're an easy job. I just looked at them, so not very worried about that. I see thousands came out in China.
Say that again. They did. Thousands demonstrated in China, Yoshi.
Easily.
I don't know, you saw that.
No one arrested.
Big demonstration, and they were chanting, "We know about Fukushima."
Yeah.
The Chinese. We know.
Wow, man. And they're planning on building 8 or 9 plants here. Here, go ahead.
Well, that's good. I hope they don't go to Japan and eat the food anymore, because they're going to kill themselves and warn the rest of the world. They should warn the rest of the world, because a lot of Chinese tourists have gone there. I know they're falling sick. If they put it together, that would be the hugest testimony, okay? Hugest testimony against what's going on. The Japan's program of poisoning the world with radioactive food, exporting everything.
That's what they're doing, and we've got it over here in the States.
To confirm what you've been doing about, what you're claiming about the birds, strangely, Thailand is way the far off, okay? But I've noticed, we've had these pesky starlings come, and they would just, just fill the telephone wires and trees and the sidewalks and some places where they would land. It would be just pure white with bird dung. It would be like a phosphate mine, okay? Over the guano mine. Now I notice all the sidewalks are clean. Okay?
Wow.
I'm not a real starling watcher, but I've noticed I don't hear them anymore.
I haven't. Yoshi, I've been out working outside when I can get off the desk. I head out, and I have not seen any starlings, any sparrows, any finches, any birds. I've seen 2 or 3 jays, 1 crow, and that's it. Used to see flocks of starlings whipping through the air, turning directions and making noise. Red-winged blackbirds, beautiful birds. No more. No more. I'm telling you, there's none left.
I tell you, that's happening down in Thailand. This is tropical paradise for birds. I'm noticing, the birds. What's happened, There used to be so many of them. And now the population maybe is 1/10 of them.
That's all the time.
I mean, it was one of the reasons for being here, there's so many wild birds, and now I don't see one anymore.
What's that, Dana?
Typhoons and the tropical storms. A lot of them are going right over Japan.
Yeah.
Right off of Japan. Accelerating and hitting down there, and they're depositing stupid amounts of radiation. But it's terrifying to hear you say that. Go ahead. That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really is expanding this zone, this circle. Then I met a friend, he's from near Brisbane, Byron Bay. And then he showed me a map below Byron Bay. He says he's not feeling too good, okay? He says he's not been very feeling fatigued lately. I go, uh-oh. Just like my own family members are feeling fatigue, and they're in highly radioactive areas, or increasingly radioactive areas. We shouldn't say highly, it's not high yet, but it's increasing. He showed me on the map, there's this radar circle, he says, a giant radar circle. I have to have him send the map to you, Jeff. And then I said, oh my God, look at the circle. Where's Byron Bay? I said, it's right outside the circle. No wonder you're not feeling good. they got some sort of radar system. They call it radar, which apparently is blocking radiation. You can see it on the map, this sort of green fuzzy stuff all around. So there must, I said, is there a military base there? He says, well, there's a lot of food production. I said, yeah, Australia's a desert country. They've got to protect their little pockets of farmland that sustains the country. You know, it's spreading everywhere.
Well, go and look at the top of the Fukushima nuclear catastrophe box in the right column. Top story, no birds, no bugs. Please read what people have sent in and make observations from where you are and send those in as well. I'd like to add to it because this is a clear trend. It's not a joke, and it is a disaster. We got you look outside. Think if 10 years ago, when you were thinking about birds and insects and life, if you have any ability to get outside at all, and go out and look now. See, tell me what you see. I know what I see. I don't see anything anymore. It's weird. It's just weird, and it's not encouraging.
There was a lady who wrote a book in the UK about 40,000 species, I guess it was, over a few decades in her garden. And altogether, I've seen maybe 30 species in the last 2 years. And none of them were, lots of them or something.
You know what we need to do? Well, we need to get in touch with some bird watchers. They got big bird watching clubs and ask them what they're seeing. They do counts
absolutely.
And everything else.
Well, yeah, watch out. I found out bird watching clubs are often under some sort of control.
Oh, really?
During the avian influenza crisis in Southeast Asia, I contacted a bunch of them. A lot of them are British. The British are like created the twitches, you know, the twitching clubs. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get information on how farmers were poisoning. The big storks that are coming in, because something like 30,000 of them were killed in the space of 3 weeks, okay? And I was out there, you know, that's what brought me to Thailand was avian influenza. I was out there doing scientific seminars to fight avian influenza for the poultry industry, which is out in these swamp areas, you know? And you can see all the storks and cranes out there. So, and then this club was nearly hostile in this reaction, because I said, you know, I would like to get your observations on declining bird species, which has been reported by Thai ornithologists that there's been these kill-offs, okay? And the bird watchers refused to cooperate.
Yeah? Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Dana, what's up?
British, right?
Yeah, all right. Well, that's a duly noted. Thank you for that. Tell me what's going on up there. We're at the toward the end of summer now, the life cycle of spring, summer, fall, loaded with life, nature. What's happening up there?
Yeah, she's falling apart, and everybody's starting to wake up at the same time and understand it, that there's no life.
They are seeing it finally.
Not
the media, but the people.
the whales and the porpoise and everything. They're way up the food chain. So if you see one, that's exciting. But the reality of it was, normally it's 8 die a year on the coastline. We find last year was 48. And, you know, the day are the last ones to go. The fish are the last ones to go. They don't die of cancers because they don't live long enough. But they bioaccumulate around 15,000 times the radiation that's around them. And so we're seeing that, you know, how we covered the stories of the mussels being full of cancer, so you can't go near them, but yet we got the pictures of the whole coastline of the mussels missing. And like, I wish I had what it takes to go do the coastline again, but I don't. I'm not capable. I don't know how I done it the last time.
I don't know how you did either.
Yeah, we had to know, right? I had no options.
The man, the one man on the planet who's brought the truth home. You exposed the whole thing. And it's only worse. You don't have to go do it again. It's just gotten worse.
I got to go to court next week on Monday, and then trials in September. And so
you have
because I can't afford it.
Do you have reason?
I'll stick a plug out there.
Yeah,
people can donate.
Do you have reasonable?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Tell me about your legal representation. Do you have anybody?
No, I'm going to meet that on Monday, next Monday. They're going to have to appoint one for me. I tried 16 lawyers. Nobody would take the case.
Oh, they've been told.
Three had said they took the case. Then they didn't contact me. I contacted, finally got hold of one of them. They said they can't take the case, and then they just hung up on me. And I told the judge that. And so then the judge, well, I was supposed to have a lawyer a long time back. They kept saying they're going to appoint that lawyer to me before the next time I had to go to court. I went to court five times. And now I got to go again, and then just 3 days in September. I don't think they're going to show up. That's why they're doing it. I think it's just, like you say, a slap suit meant to bankrupt me and drag me into another jurisdiction and everything else and all that misery it causes you. Plus, they smeared me in the media. But I'm going down to defend myself at all costs. And, you know, these people, they left the country. One of the people that had me charged had left the country before I was picked up and charged. And so hasn't come back and won't come back until the trial.
Uh-huh.
That was the one that was at University of Victoria. So what does that tell you? They've never showed up at any of the trials, mm-hmm. any of the five court appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is so repulsive. They're going after the one guy who took this whole thing on his shoulders for all of us, Dana Durnford.
And I did,
You did, and they're trying to...
Oh, I did so, yeah. No, I don't mind saying that. Sometimes you don't want to, but sometimes you got to.
No, it's the truth. Nothing wrong with the truth.
60 days on that ocean, mostly by myself. And, I mean, originally we had, you know, three guys on the beach plus me.
Yeah.
But that was untenable. It was just too much money. And, you know, we would never get the whole coastline done if I had kept doing that. And so, yeah, 5 months by myself. People, and include myself, will never, because I don't want to remember. But I have it documented in video and pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. And that was a heartbreaking trip. That was a brutalizing trip. And I was demonized and viciously assaulted the whole time I was gone. And while I was and up there in certain places, I was attacked. But these people that are with the nuclear industry, what they've done to me on those expeditions in order to try to demonize me when I come ashore and have me arrested, that is unforgivable. That is unbelievable that people are actually like this. Of course, I know they are. I know the misery all over this planet. But on something so serious and something so important and something with so much impact and the extinction event that has already played out, that these people who've done it to me done it for a dollar. They weren't the players, right? They done it for a dollar.
Right.
And it's just disheartening to know that exists. And there's 2,000 of these PR firms we know about for the nuclear industry. But it is unbelievable. You know, it's heartbreaking what they've done to me and what they continue to do to me. I'm like you, I'm like Yoshi. It's time to have a conversation. We got to have that conversation. We can't wait any longer. And we're not waiting any longer. We've been doing a steady, but it's time for everybody on this planet now to have a say, and they will. And it's not, we wanted to say of lucid, not anger and chaos. And so the longer we wait, the more realistic that one becomes. And with the insects dying, with the birds die off, we count 11 species out of over 300, over 260 days and 15,000 miles. And then Yoshi has walked the shoreline. Jeff has reports from all around the country. I have been relentless collecting it. I have thousands and thousands of peer review studies on this stuff. There is no illusion about this stuff. Every animal for 5 years died. And in radiation studies for 70 years. So at what point would they give it up? Well, they won't.
No, they never will. Oh, no.
Well, they won't give it up.
No,
we got to make them give it up.
That's why this guy, Evan McMullen, you know, the anti-Trump candidate, after he left clandestine services, you know, killing people for the CIA, he goes to Goldman, and then he works at the UN on refugee issues, but also on energy issues. In other words, another nuclear
connection. Yeah, there's another nuclear connection.
Right? Yeah, so these are the kind of people that Dana's talking about. They're not phantasms. You know, this McMullen is one of them. These are trained killers who've done this for decades in these wars in these third world countries where you can get away with it, okay? They come back to their homelands, and they're ready to take out any opposition to the secret government and to the big bankers that they work for. So we got to be aware of what's going on. Dana needs a defense fund. Especially among Canadians, got to now rally to his defense and start to think, you know, legal, paralegal, if you're not a lawyer, okay, at least you should get a team of paralegals, you know, people who are students who have studied law, law secretaries.
They can do a lot.
Work
you're
together,
right. You're right.
Fund. Yeah, to begin to build a legal defense. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't even say legal defense. It has to be a legal offense. We got to take these guys on and show that there's an industry, a hidden hand, and state security services behind that. And the state security is using veterans. They're using contractors, okay?
Uh-huh.
Even
uh-huh.
more illegal than, you know, illegal instruments of state who are trying to terrorize environmental activists and telling people the truth about what's harming them. And this is not about Canada. Well, Canada is implicated because of uranium. This is about Japan, a foreign country, dumping nuclear waste onto Canada, the pristine shore of Canada. So by all rights, you know, the Canadian government is violating its own charter to defend its
Absolutely.
Own country. Okay?
And same thing with America.
Correct?
Same thing with North. The U.S. is the same. We are being constantly attacked with Japanese radiation. This is an assault on our environment, on our human life potential. It's all coming down. When people walk out their doors in the next year or two or three and notice when it hits them, you know, they've heard about no bugs. They go out and they don't see any bugs and they don't see any birds. They don't hear any more birds. And I'm getting emails from people who say the very same thing and from all over the country. They're gone. And when they wake up and realize that there are no more insects to speak of, a few species, no more birds, maybe a few species, I bet scrub jays, that's about it. They're going to say, geez, what happened here? And we've been telling you, all you folks, this from day one, what the potential was, what the future is, and now what in fact is manifesting. And it is really ugly. It's horrible. And we're not going to recover from it. There's no recovering from this, is there, Dana?
You got to get off the coast of the Pacific Ocean, Pacific Rim nations, yeah. So we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Well,
we should have been gone.
Well, Dana, I just hope your defense brief. You know, the reason I think you need to get a defense team who knows how to write defense briefs, okay? And a legal team could begin to be the core of an educational device, too, about how, you know, the laws are supposed to defend, you know, Western democracies like Canada from this sort of, you know, environmental warfare and how they're failing, okay, under their own laws, all right, and under international law. We just had this UN Law of the Sea panel, right, rule against China and the South China Sea. Where is the UN rule of law,
right.
Law of the Sea panel on Fukushima? Which country? It just takes one country, like the Philippines, that against China. It's one country to say Japan is contaminating the entire Pacific Ocean and our economy and our public health is being harmed. There's one country to say
nobody's doing
a ruling
it. Nobody's
from The Hague. Yeah,
and we absolutely
very important data. Your
absolutely.
Case is
I hear you. I hear you.
The whole process.
Well, not what we so need. Let me just let me say something for anyone in living in Canada. If you're an attorney or you know an attorney who's not part of the system, who's got some guts and some backbone, we need a pro bono attorney to come in. And this is a landmark case. This is not a lightweight deal. They're trying to make an example of one of the great heroes of our time, and I say that absolutely with honesty. He is, and they're trying to take him down, and we can't allow this to happen. He is the source for information. He was the one who sounded the alarm about insects and bugs. He was right. This is a couple of years ago, and now the birds and the insects are gone. Those two links in the food chain, the chain of life, are gone, and they're not going to come back. And you're going to walk out, all of you, and eventually, in North America, you won't hear a bird. You won't see any more birds. And you won't have any bugs. Oh, you say, hey, great, no flies. I don't see any more flies. I did see a butterfly today. Thank God, I saw one butterfly. But their bugs are almost gone. The swarms are gone. They're not there. No more bats, gone.
They were gone last year.
Yes, they were.
They were gone last year.
I didn't notice it.
Gone a couple of years before, for all we know. But 2014, they were mostly gone. That was confirmed. 2015, now 2016, it's even worse. And it's more still, more quiet. And, like, I got 35-mile lake up here, and I've been up 7-8 times, and I counted one bird.
One? You saw one bird? I believe it.
One bird.
Here's the key, folks. Look at your car windshield. Look at the front end. Look at the bumper. Look for bugs on your headlights. You're not going to see many anymore. Now there are pockets like Southwest Florida still loaded with insects, tropics, subtropics. There are areas that are still reasonably normal. But there are other areas that have been hit hard, and there's nothing left to speak of. Read the emails. It's right there at the top of the box.
The entire coast of Canada and British Columbia is gone.
All gone. Oh, it's gone. Sterile. Sterile.
That's fact.
And
no, it's up
in
my site.
Now, the other thing about Dana's case, why it's so important to have a strong defense, is because we need a countersuit against the University of Victoria and the government of British Columbia.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
British, so that then we can begin the ball rolling eventually for under the law of the sea, right? A law of the sea counterpage against those parties for being part of a economic conspiracy to thwart Canadian law and the fundamental security, the defense law of Canada, everything, environmental laws, the violation of multiple laws of and then this has to be then taken by. And once you win that, then maybe the Canadian government will be forced to take this case to the Hague, the international law.
What bothers me, final note, what bothers me, Yoshi, I don't know if you've heard anything more. If those Japanese continue to talk about building a concrete sarcophagus over the wreckage of that plant, that's the end. That's the end. All they're going to do is sanctify, certify, and guarantee that
stay on that site.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Final comment, Dana?
I say at the end of the year, my predictions, unfortunately, are going to be true. There will be nothing left on this coastline, including Wales. And that doesn't look like it's going to change. It looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. And so it's going to be a tough year for everybody because you can't hide it by the end of the year is how I see this.
Oh, I agree. All right. Take care, my friend. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, hugs for you. Hugs for you, Yoshi. Take care, folks.
Thanks, Dana.
Good luck in hearings. I hope you find a decent lawyer. I hope so.
Yeah. One lawyer with some principle. Who cares? That's all it'll take. All right. Yoshi, we covered a lot of ground this hour. There's a lot going on. Very ugly, very dark. Be careful there. They tried to take me out. They tried to take you out.
Let's put it this way. It's either assassination of what's left of democracy or the birth pangs of the rebirth of democracy. It's one or the others. Everything is still on the balance. This is going to be a battle for months now. This is going to be a real 90-day campaign is begun.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, you take care. Talk to you soon.
All right.
There goes Yoshi and Dana, and we will be back tomorrow night in 21 hours. Thanks for the time tonight. 3 hours, a lot of information. Hope we made it palatable and understandable. It's very complicated, and there's more happening all the time. Let's watch Hillary's health. I frankly hope it takes her out of the contest for president of the United States of America. She is not worthy on every possible account. All right? Talk to you tomorrow night. See you then.